thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Read in 2 Corinthians 1:4, He comforts us when we are in trouble so that we can share that same comfort with others in trouble. In a crisis, people often fail to see the resources that God has made available to them. Here are three types. Number one, spiritual resources. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's from Psalm 46, verse 1. This very present God illuminates our darkness and confusion. His love is the source of all comfort. His presence addresses our loneliness, and His power addresses our helplessness. Number two, personal resources. People in crisis forget that God has given them strengths and abilities, which include faith, skills, memory of past triumphs, empowering attitudes, and motivations. Reminding them of these encourages them to take back their power. Number three, interpersonal resources. Most people already have support networks. They just need to be activated. There are family members, friends, business associates, and neighbors willing to pitch in when asked. Community resources are also available for medical, financial, and material assistance, and the church can find ways to apply the Great Commandment in crisis times. Members can be invited to pray, give money, provide practical assistance like meals, help with children, transportation, etc. People are reluctant to ask for help because they're embarrassed and feel they should be able to handle their own problems or think they're failing by accepting charity. Help them to understand that others are happy to help and that one day they can return blessing. That's some great advice on being there in the crisis for people from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.